Blog Talk Radio.
Little one, everything is going to be all right. You're listening to Tippy Talk. Time now to sit back, relax, listen, and enjoy the moment. Newborn is the official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. To hear more of the music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy the wonderful sound. And now it is time to step into the Tippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality, the side that allows you to reshape your life, step into your power, and connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk, where we go from where you are to where you want to be. I'm your host, Tippy Feldstein. Hello and welcome to Tippy Talk. Today I am going to do something unusual that I don't normally do, which is talk to you directly without a guest. I'm also using a different kind of microphone, and usually last time I used it was really bad. It did not work very well, so I'm hoping that it does today, but if it doesn't work, I'll have to take this off. I'm going to lower the music now so you can hear me better. Because I have a great topic that I want to talk to you about today, which is based on an article by Jeffrey Oswald, which is called The Secret of Releasing Any Addiction. And the reason I chose that and the reason it even talked to me so much is because everyone is struggling with a different form of addiction. We know about major addictions to heroin or to drugs, to cigarettes, but the subtle addictions can really also totally destroy your life. So we're not really talking about just major addictions, which are also addictions, alcohol, cigarettes, tobacco is cigarettes, but we're talking about all kinds of addiction. And here's a quote that this article starts with by James Baldwin, and I really like it, and I'll tell you why in a minute. So here's the quote. Not everything that is faced can be changed, yet nothing can be changed until it is faced. And I love that because facing things is a lot harder than we think. I think that facing our most inner fears is so brave and so powerful. And really, this is what this article is based on. And I just love that idea. And I'm ready to suffer the consequences of facing my addictions. And I hope you are too. Because if you are, this is definitely for you. This is probably just a first step. It's not meant to be the magic pill that cures everything, but it's definitely a journey, and this is how I will open the door. So I'm going to read you something first. Life is meant to be filled with challenges, which are simply opportunities in disguise. This is the cosmic setup which causes everyone to evolve and grow. Now, I love this, and I also mentioned that in my book, Wake Up and Plant for Roses. And what I do is I call this a box full of darkness. And the truth is, when I say a box full of darkness in my book, which turns out to be a gift, darkness is challenges, is things that happen to us that seem to be the darkest things that could possibly happen. But those are just challenges, and they are gifts, and basically this is based on. And so it definitely resonates with me. The real battles you are here to fight are not outside your body with another person, not with another organization or a country. It is old school. And how the Neanderthal's mind thinks. The evolved being is a deeply responsible and sensitive creature who knows that the real war is fought and won within themselves. Wherever their own personal inner conflict resides, that's where the war is fought. Once you find this true, sustainable inner peace that remains regardless of the situation, regardless of the circumstances you're given, then you found something that will allow you to truly master the world. This is so powerful that I actually read it 3 times before I decided to share it with everybody, because we're always looking for answers. And if you're the kind of person that is searching to self-improve, we're always looking for answers from somebody else, from somewhere else, which is okay. Other people have amazing information and books are wonderful. But at one point or another, with all that information, you have to stop and face yourself. You just have to do it. You can't pretend that that's something you can skip. You cannot skip that. Maybe meditation allows us to get a better picture of what that's like. It's definitely one way. But everything that we do in life has a lot more than just one way to do it. So if you have a different way to face yourself, then by all means, do it. But it has to be done. You can learn from everybody and you can learn everything. And that's fantastic. But if you're not going to utilize it, if it doesn't have utility, then you're missing the clincher that will actually change your life. And if you're learning things to improve your life, you want to do the utility. That's the whole point of learning. So this is really, really important. We are all addicted to something. Every single person on this planet is facing some form of addiction on some level. You can be addicted to a lifestyle, money, a person, a feeling like guilt or neediness, a memory from your past. It could be a memory that you keep going over and over and over. It's actually part of PTSD, which is something you can't forget and you keep replaying it. It could be a victim story, a repetitive thinking pattern, or caffeine, the high from caffeine, alcohol, sex, cigarettes, food, or even depressing thoughts about your life. Whatever you do, don't judge or criticize yourself for whatever you're addicted to. There's a zillion things that the mind can easily get hooked by. Yet the real question is, are you willing to transcend it? That's really the bottom line. No matter where you're at right now, no matter what kind of challenges you have, the question is always, are you willing to transcend it? And what does that mean? That means really, are you willing to pay the price now so you can be free for the rest of your life? Because you can either pay the price to be free, or you can pay the price for the rest of your life being addicted. That's really your only choice, and that's the choice you have to make. What makes someone an addict versus a user or an abuser depends on their level of avoidance of pain and their attachment to pleasure. Okay, I hope you've got that. I'm going to say it again because it is so powerful. I'm going to try to explain what that means, but it's so powerful if you really think about it. What makes someone an addict versus a user or an abuser depends on their level of avoidance to pain and their attachment to pleasure. An addict won't take a few focused minutes to dive into and through the hard, stuck feelings they have inside. They'll find a happy distractions that lets them avoid their feelings. TV, alcohol, pot, tobacco, that all creates an entertaining escape which provides a temporary sense of relief. The addiction is then slowly formed from habitual escape route of doing what does not allow you to face those unhappy feelings, which you want to ignore, or maybe fix, or maybe bury them deep, deep inside. The addict has found a comfortable velvet rut in reinventing themselves. The addict has found a comfortable velvet rut in the world of avoidance and has accepted the idea that their habit is simply who they are. The addict stops reinventing themselves and lives in a dead, fixed ego paradigm that is not open to a field of infinite possibilities. What he's saying here is something I totally agree with, and see if you agree with this. The addict won't take a few focused minutes to dive into and through the hard, stuck feelings they have inside. They just will not, they refuse to do it. They'll always find a distraction, and that's the addiction. The addiction is, I don't want to face this, I'm going to do something else. I'm going to eat ice cream. I don't want to face this, I'm going to watch TV instead. I don't want to face this, it makes me feel really uncomfortable, get very nervous, very stressed, put on the TV. That's the addiction, and what he's saying is when you do it over and over and over again, it forms a habit, and that habit is an addiction that becomes your new paradigm. And it's a ego paradigm, because it's your ego that won't let you go beyond that specific behavior, which you don't even like. You can eat an entire gallon of ice cream, and maybe when you take one bite, you have a momentary pleasure, but the price is so high at the end of it. And the price is high because of that not facing it. So once you find out what it is you're addicted to, okay, so here is one idea, which is why I'm even sharing this with you, to give you an idea of how you can start facing your addiction. We're going to do this, a few exercises to show you how it works on our next workshop, which is on Wednesday at 7:30. And if you want to come, definitely contact me at cptalkshow@gmail.com. But even if you don't come, this is what you're going to do at home. Of course, it's not as powerful as doing it with someone else coaching you, but at least you're doing something. So first you find out what your addiction is. If your addiction is to watching TV, you know, if you're watching TV more than 1 hour a day, you're addicted. Well, maybe if you're watching TV at all, you're addicted if you can't say no to it. If you can just turn on the TV and turn it off anytime you have to, then that's not an addiction. An addiction is, I have to watch TV before I do this, after I do this. That's a big difference. If you take care of your obligation first before you watch TV, that's not the same as being addicted. So once you find out what you're addicted to, ask yourself one or all of these questions every single morning. Just ask yourself those questions. They'll help you begin the journey of getting awareness. And you'll become conscious and you'll become sensitive to the kind of being that you truly are. So here's what you ask yourself. Who am I without this addiction in my life? Who am I without this addiction in my life? Sit down and write out the answer to this in writing. Who would I be if I were truly free from this addiction this weekend? This weekend, yes. And today is Friday, 10:30, but if you're listening to it at any other time, same question. What would I like to creatively do with this extra time and energy or money that was once spent on this addiction? Very powerful question. When I'm free from this addiction, what does my face look like in the mirror? Think about this one a little bit before you actually write it out. And don't forget, write it on a blank piece of paper. So you can pause and get a paper and a pen and begin writing the answers, or maybe just the questions first. How will my heart feel once it is liberated from this addiction? Okay, that's the last question I have. And if it takes you a week or a month or a year or a day to find these answers, keep asking these questions over and over until your mind becomes crystal clear on what your personal answers are. Because everybody's personal answers are uniquely theirs. Now here's a powerful quote. Freedom from addiction starts with being a warrior for the truth of who you are. You are not your addiction, no matter how bad it seems. It's like the running water of a stream. It's not the old river banks which keeps it flowing in the same direction. Who you really are is a constant flow of energy and consciousness. It just so happens that your thoughts and your feelings keep moving in this one particular repetitive pattern, which could be changed if you really want to. If you really want to liberate yourself, start with finding out what is your deepest emotional need that is not getting met. What feeling is your heart really, really longing to experience in life, but is being masked over by your addiction, by your repetitive behavior of your addiction? You can even make a list of what feelings and what thoughts, what kind of sensations that you mostly really want to experience. And notice what is going to take you, what is going to take for you so that you can actually take priority over your addictive behavior or your addictive habit. If you have to have something or someone in the world in order to be happy, then that addictive thing or experience or person can only cause you to feel powerless in its presence. If you can't easily say no and be at peace inside without it, then it is destroying your ability to manifest your dream life. The actual powerless experience is what you've become addicted to, and that's the real culprit. The physical substance is just to cover up in hiding those feelings that are not so happy that you're trying to avoid. The real saboteur, however, is the unconscious rut you're willing to live in every day while you're following your addiction. So if you try to push away an addiction without understanding the root of it, you'll only replace it with another, better addiction. Or you may even return to the old habit a few months or a few years later, when a stressful life situation arises. And this I personally experienced with cigarettes. I really wanted to quit so badly that I said, no matter what happens, I'm going to quit cigarettes. I'm going to quit smoking cigarettes. And I quit over and over and over again, I think like 6 times. And each time it's agonizing. But I did something really stupid. And it's not easy to admit that. I substituted my addiction with another habit of food. Now, I really didn't think it was a problem because I never had a problem with weight. I was already 21 years old. I was always thin. And I figured, well, you know, I'll just take food. And if I gain a few pounds, what's the big deal? I mean, I didn't have a clue that food addiction is even worse than cigarette addiction. And that food addiction, after I replaced it with cigarette addiction, is horrific. And I'm still fighting it. And I did gain weight. That's not easy to lose. If you ever tried to lose weight, you know that. But I refuse to go back to cigarettes to lose weight. that I would never do. And I am proud of the fact that I quit smoking. But the dumbest thing to do is to replace one addiction with another, well, especially with food. So the reason for this is that the unconscious mind is still associating pleasure with addictive substance. It's only when you bring consciousness into your actual habit that you discover you've already transcended it. And this is really what helped me begin to get over my food addiction, is conscious eating, being aware of every bite I take, what it's doing for me. And is it because I'm hungry or because I'm just addicted to food? And with food, it's really hard because you can't just throw it out. You can't just stop eating, which makes it way harder than any other addiction, like TV. You can just stop eating TV, stop watching TV, no matter how painful it is. With food, you just can't walk away from it. So when you find this old repetitive pattern, it's just you will find, once you transcend it, once you become conscious of it, then you will find that this old repetitive pattern is just lowering your energy and actually not really giving you the joy that your heart is really longing for. Only through consciously meeting with your habit can the mind wake up and truly stop returning to the substance for its pleasurable fix. By bringing conscious state of pure curiosity into your habitual experiences in life, your consciousness will naturally unravel the pattern and slowly free you from the addicted identity you've molded around yourself. And this really saved me from the eating habit, which is a slow process, but it totally works. When you bring your consciousness into any experience in life, any experience, you transcend the experience no matter what it is. You stop identifying yourself with the experience and the experience of having that experience. So something transcendental happens to you and grace opens the door for you to enter the divine. You find that you are the awareness that is beyond all experience. It all centers around who you really are. By consciously experiencing the substance that makes you high and makes you crave more of it, you surrender every bodily sensation to that experience deeply and completely. And once your body has fully digested the experience, you will naturally let it go on its own. You don't have to do anything else. So, for example, if you're addicted to smoking cigarettes, each time you light up one cigarette, do this smoking meditation. Bring all your senses to your experience of the cigarette. Consciously inhale and smoke deeply into your lungs. And let the smoke fill your entire being from head to toe. It's best to smoke alone so that you will not be disturbed by anyone or by anything. Hold the intention to fully explore your addictive substance as if you were going on a date with your most intimate best friend. Hold that experience. Get to know this smoking energy intimately. And whatever you do, don't let the mind focus on anything else but the experience of smoking. Each puff you smoke is a very rich experience, and you will want to remain present with it. Just notice how your throat and your lungs feel each time you take a puff. Feel all the sensations it brings to your body. Don't let your mind make any assumptions, and don't have any expectations, or don't get distracted by anything but your smoking experience. This is the golden key to transcend your experience, and it can work with any addiction. Once the mind is brought full waking consciousness into your experience, it is fulfilled, and it doesn't need to repeat it in the future. It can then become effortless and easy to give up your addiction. So what have you got to lose? Give it a try. With food, with cigarettes, with anything. Be present, be aware of what it's doing to you. completely. Because your system is brilliant. And it simply knows. On a deeper level, it knows what the greatest joy in life has to offer. And once you're truly fulfilled with an experience, you may try to return to it again many times, and sometimes you won't be able to because you'll be satisfied and satiated. When you consciously allow yourself to experience any toxic substance fully, totally, and you completely surrender to it, it can no longer have a hold over you. But please use common sense with this exercise so you don't overdose on any substance. Don't overdo it. Just use common sense. I'm not telling you to go, if you're doing heroin, I'm not telling you to go and overdo it. Just use common sense. Physical death would defeat the joy of transcending your addiction. So be careful. It is the suffering ego trip that wants to die, not you. So this is getting curious about what you can do to bring more love and more joy and consciousness into your life. It's not about hurting yourself. At the end of the day, and the truth of the matter is that you are the master of your mind. You're always conscious. You are the conscious chooser behind each choice that you make. There's nothing forcing you to continue having your addiction except your own unwillingness to see it for what it really is. If you really want to let it go bad enough, you'll find a way to get over it. Just like I did with cigarettes. I wanted it so badly, I found a way to get over it. I found the wrong way to go over it. I would say if you do want a substitute and you must have a substitute, use water. Every time you want a cigarette, drink a cup of water. That way you don't gain weight. You actually will lose weight. You already know that it's not good for you. Yet when you let this deeper, unfulfilled need to be met from way down inside, your craving will completely lose its drive. You will know exactly where you can find pure joy and happiness again. So be honest with yourself about your feelings. You can be real with your pain and find out what truly you need to soothe yourself. This is the fastest way to finding true freedom and actually transcending any addictive habit. This is a great first step. If you really want to do it, you definitely can do it. Addiction cannot find a place to live in a life that is filled with joy, appreciation, and gratitude. To truly defeat addiction in the short and the long haul, you will need to increase your vibration and skyrocket your energy so high that you're naturally uplifted, and you don't need your addiction to uplift you about your life. Life is already so amazing in its ordinary state without a toxic substance. The key is the level of consciousness you're bringing to your experience of life. Because a life filled with consciousness is a life of mastery, lightness, and love. You will find success in everything that you do. And only through consciousness can you discover that you have the power you need to move beyond any addiction. So I invite you to bring a deeper inquiry and curiosity into what you're addicted to. I invite you to befriend your addiction so you get to know yourself on a much more intimate and deeper level. You can discover what are those painful feelings or memories. What is this habit? What is this habit covering up for you? What is this habit covering up for you? Look at what you don't want to feel. Dig deep inside yourself and let your addiction be the guide that pushes you deeper within. Let it entice you into understanding who and what you really are. There is an amazing strength inside of us, inside of you, that is powerful enough to let go of your addiction. It is powerful enough to let go of anything. And by getting to know yourself on a very deep, meaningful level, you're taking back the reins and empowering yourself with the strength that you need to let it all go. The discovery of who you truly are is so big and so huge, and it may be the main underlying reason your soul decided to take on this habit in the first place. And this really touched me tonight, and I felt compelled to share it with you because one of the things that really holds us back is the little things that we do that we don't want to do. And the question that I ask myself is, why do we do the things we don't want to do? And why do we not do the things that we want to do? And one of the things that always comes up is those little addictions that keep us trapped. Those are the things that we do that we don't want to do. The things that we don't want to do, that's our addictions. And if we can overcome them, which we can, and we will, we can overcome anything. So if you have any questions, feel free to go to tippytalkshow.com and submit a question for me. Submit a request, submit a question, I will get it, I will answer it. I won't answer it within 2 hours or 1 minute, but I will always answer each and every request that you have. Or you can email me direct at tippytalkshow@gmail.com. That's it. Okay, so have a great weekend. Let's overcome our addictions together. Don't forget, we do meet on Wednesday at 7:30 at my house. And if you want to come, email me or submit a request through tippytalkshow.com, and I will definitely love to have you there. You've been listening to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and we bid you a magical journey. And let your talent be your potion.
Been running through me like you got somewhere to be. You're stuck in a full-time daydream. Always in a rush, I know you're busy for lunch, taking pictures of your coffee. Your aviators, but your heart is